All right. Welcome back to the Brain Dump Diaries podcast. This is Jesse Wallacher with Confident Fit Coaching, Rock Solid Gym, and jessiewallacher.com, soon to be. A lot has changed. A lot has happened. And I'm just... Okay, so here's the deal. Yesterday, I decided to journal through some things. I picked a question for myself and just let myself roll through. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. I haven't looked at it since yesterday. I'm going to read through it and be completely and totally honest with you. And hopefully you can do the same thing. So if you are stuck, if you feel like you are not making changes, or if what I bring up is something that you can totally relate to, then I really encourage you to give this a whirl too. So, the question that I gave myself, or the topic I gave myself yesterday, was the story I keep telling myself, but that I'm ready to change. So here's the deal. Your story, or your narrative, or the thing that just kind of holds you back is the thing that you keep telling yourself over and over again. And it's something that you don't always think about entirely because it's so subconscious. You've just been telling yourself this over and over and over again for so long. You don't even think or question that it's not true, that it's not helpful, that it's not something that is helping you to move forward. So I had to think, what is the story that I keep telling myself, but that I'm ready to change? So first it starts with, what do I want to see coming forward, and what is stopping me from doing that? So this is what I wrote down. So the story I keep telling myself, but that I'm ready to change, is that it has to be hard and I need to know struggle before I can succeed. That has been a big thing for me, and it has played out in my life. I have dealt with a lot of debt. I've dealt with some homelessness and like having to go back and live with my parents, of couch surfing, of like living in a tent for a week because I thought that things were going to pan out. But deep down in, so this first sentence has so much weight and is so much more than just that it has to be hard and I need to know struggle before I can succeed. Because I have seen so many rags to riches stories that I felt like I needed my version of that too. I needed my version of I was homeless, I had hit rock bottom, I only had $7 in my bank account, like all of that thing. I have had where I've gone negative in my bank account from somebody who, if I had less than $1,000 in my bank account, I would literally have a panic attack and have to call my mom to talk through things, to somebody who was $20 negative in her bank account, sometimes even more. And I brought that into my life because I thought I needed to go through that. Just in my subconscious, I never told myself, oh, I really want to struggle with debt. I really want to have to worry about paycheck to paycheck. I never, ever, ever wanted to do that. But some part of me believed that I needed to go through that in order to be successful, in order to see success, in order to see value and worth in myself, was to be relatable in a very like negative sense. Yeah, I would have been totally fine not having gone through that. But that was something that I held deep inside of me that ended up manifesting into a reality. Whether you like that or not, it does happen. What you think about the most, what you notice in others, what you are negative towards or self-destructive towards or self-sabotaging towards is going to keep bringing up in your life. Even if it's something you want to work against and work away from, if you are constantly thinking about it, if you are constantly bringing it up and you are constantly looking for it, then it is going to come to you. That's just simply how it works. Whether you believe in manifestation or not or anything like that, you're subconsciously going to start looking for those things and they are going to come up. And you can either see it as a negative and keep running away or running towards it necessarily, Or you can decide, I want to do something different and this is no longer what I want to do. And that takes time and that takes work. And that's what this journaling has gone through. And we've only done the first sentence of what I went through. So the next thing is, I need to be relatable before I can be hired and validated. And that's the other thing. I thought I had to struggle. I had to go through so much crap. I had to deal with so many demons and so much just negative things in order to be seen as worth it, because I don't have a college degree, because I am just, quote unquote, I am just a certified personal trainer. I am just, quote unquote, a health and wellness coach because I got a certification for it. When in reality, my life is my certification. I have been helping people with their health, with their fitness, with their mindset. I have been somebody who psychologically has helped so many people that people are naturally drawn to me wanting to talk. I naturally can get people to feel comfortable and safe enough to tell me all of their big dreams and all of their struggles, and I hold space for them to not be perceived as perfect, to not be perceived as like needing to have it all together. I'm somebody that people naturally will seek out in order to talk to, in order to vent, in order to no longer have to hold on to so much weight on their own. I'm somebody who does that, and no certification and no amount of schooling or like work hours or shadowing hours is going to like validate that even more. I need to realize how important that is in order to move forward and in order to see myself as like worth it. I need to hire myself first. I need to validate myself first before anybody else can. And that's when I allow others to come in and really see my true worth. So if I think that I need to continue to be relatable, that I need to continue to go through shit in order to be perceived as worth it, then my life is going to be a complete downhill spiral for the foreseeable future, unless I decide that I am enough right now and that all of my experience is worth it now. So going on from there, I need to find the answer, the secret, the right words, and the quote-unquote savior in order to succeed. As in, so what that means is I don't have all the answers yet. I am still missing something, that what I am and who I am right now still just isn't enough. I'm missing something, whether that's I'm missing something with my coaching, I'm missing something with my post, with what I'm sharing, with who I am, with how I connect with people, with what my coaching program entails and what it looks like. I'm missing all of that stuff, when in reality, I am not. I am enough right now, and I don't need to keep looking for somebody else to tell me what it is that I need to do. I hold all the answers, and it's up to me to figure it out and to fully realize it, or to find somebody who is going to show me that I do actually know it, that I do actually have all the answers, but an outside source that comes in and tells me that. So it's not a savior, but a helper, somebody who is going to help me see through all of my muck in order to get out of it. So I keep looking for someone to tell me what I'm doing. So this is a huge one that I've just recently realized as well. So I keep looking for someone to tell me what I'm doing wrong before I believe and hold tight to what I'm doing right. So for example, I recently got a job in a fulfillment center. So for 10 hours a day, three days out of 7 days a week, I work a 10 to 11 hour shift, stacking pallets. So filling orders, that's just the simple gist of it. I fill orders, I stack pallets, and I get them wrapped. So the goal is to stack your pallet well enough that it doesn't fall over, that it doesn't pop, or that it doesn't explode. And the department that I'm in does a lot of like juice and milk and yogurt, and it's like a dairy deli area. And the goal is to not let any of it fall over, to not let any of it spill and explode and make a mess. And that is a goal every single day. It's a super repetitive job. It's a very physically demanding job, but for some reason, I really, really enjoy it. And as of recording this, it is May 15th. I am going into my third week of working there, so I'm still pretty new, still getting it figured out, and I'm a lot slower than everyone else because I have just started. I'm still figuring out how to stack properly. I've only had like two partial pallet falls, and one of my pallets popped the milk. So your girl's off to a hot start. But the big thing that I'm realizing is that, and I love my coworkers. I'm new. I'm just getting used to it. But from the job that I had before, the part-time job I had before that was more full-time and stressful than it really should have and needed to be. My coworkers are so great. They're so helpful. They're so nice. They're willing to stop what they're doing to kind of help me out and give me tips and give me advice and give me pointers. And if I look lost, which I know I do a good chunk of the time, they're willing to come over and help me out. But the other thing is, they are very willing to give me advice on like how to stack or what they do and why they do it that and why they do it a certain way and what's beneficial for them. So, and I'm gladly taking it in because I'm still figuring out like what works best for me. And oh girl, we can go in on a lot of this stuff. So be prepared for more work job related analogies. But for right now, I'm constantly aware that people are watching. People are watching not only because I'm new, but just to clarify that I am new, I am wearing a bright yellow neon like worker's jacket just to verify for the next 90 days this girl is new and probably needs a lot of help. So I know that people are constantly looking and watching, and if they see something that's a little wonky, they're gonna let me know like what they would do differently, or next time like be more aware of this, or try using this instead of that, or if it's start like just little tidbits which are super helpful. But I started to notice that I was constantly waiting for, instead of you're doing good, I was waiting for you could do this differently, you could do this better. And that was even with my training. Like I had somebody follow me around for the first like 40 hours or whatever. And every time I put something down, I would always wait for him to move it or to say something different or to give me a suggestion. And at one point he said, I can't validate you for everything. And I was like, no, but if there's a better way of doing it, I want to know. And if you're going to move it, I want to see where you move it to and why you move it there. And so I can be more aware of it. So I was constantly looking for what I was doing wrong rather than what I was doing right. Even though I was told, like, you're doing a good job, you've got it down, it is going to get better with time, it is just something of, like, getting to know the aisles, getting to know the boxes, getting to know, like, the layout and what's going to do best, and, like, seeing your, like, next job of, like, the aisles that you're going to be down and how you could potentially lay it out and this, that, and the other. But I was constantly looking for, you could do this differently, you could do this better, instead of like all the times that no one said anything. And that was because I was doing okay. I was constantly looking for somebody to critique me rather than believing that I was doing it right. And that came with one moment of, I was constantly trying to do what everyone else was saying I should do. And at that point I had like 5 or 6 people giving me suggestions of like how they stacked, and I was trying to do it all of their ways. When I finally was like, you know what, I am sick and tired of this, I'm going to do it my way, I think that this will work best, this is what everyone has been saying, and I'm going to do it my way. And you know what, that was one of the easier palettes I have done yet, because I believed and I trusted that I knew what was going to do best, that I knew what was going to work out for me. So here's, and when I wrote that down, I was like, holy crap. I keep looking for someone to tell me what I'm doing wrong before I believe and hold tight to what I'm doing right. Example, stacking at work. So when I stress what others are doing and see it gets rough, but when I just do it, it works. Let me say that again. When I stress what others are doing or what others are seeing, for this example, my palette gets rough. I'm constantly questioning, I'm constantly moving things around. But when I just do it, it works. And it worked great. So I want to ask you, what are you constantly waiting for? What are you constantly tiptoeing through? What are you constantly carefully working on? When in reality, you can just do it. What has somebody told you in the past that is weighing on your mind? What has somebody mentioned that you're constantly aware of? What is slowing you down from trusting that you can actually do it? This is in your everyday life. This is in your job, your career, at home, with your kids, with your parents, with your siblings, with your friends, with your spouse, with anything and everything, with your job, with your business. What has someone told you that you are constantly questioning and constantly critiquing and not believing that you are doing it right? Because here's the thing. So there is no secret. It's just me. So this is the part that I've told myself what I've been telling myself, but I'm ready to change. So I'm just going to read through it and try not to stop. So there is no secret. It's just me. All that I am, all that I've experienced, all it needs to happen is me fully owning it. Not questioning if, quote unquote, this will make a sale, or this will attract my person, or this makes more sense than the way that I would have naturally written it. Because when I write, when I speak, and when I exist in my full self, I attract people to me without effort. Take work, for example. People come to me. They seek me out. And not just because I'm wearing that bright yellow thing, but because my personality has spoken volumes. My existence has spoken volumes without me even trying it. So they remember my existence in its full force, and there's nothing more to it than that. There is nothing more to it. There's many ways to do life. The way is the one that works best for you. And there's no question about that. There's many ways to do life, but the best way for you is to do the one that works best for you. It's not following somebody else's plan. It's not finding the next top 3 secrets. It's constantly validating and realizing that you are doing exactly what it is you need to do. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. You are doing exactly what you need to be doing. And that's the beautiful thing about it. There is no secret. It's just you. And when you can fully accept that, that is when you start to see amazing changes. That's when life becomes less stressful. That's when it becomes more enjoyable. That's when you start to see the beauty in it again, and you start to actually live and exist and embrace your life in that moment. You're no longer working towards the future of 90 days from now, I'll finally be able to like do what it is that I want to do. I'll finally see the outcome that I want to see. Because you know what? Those 90 days are continually going to be 90 days out. That is why I still have yet to do a bodybuilding contest. Because I always said 3 months from now, I'm going to like have lost my 20 pounds that I need to, and then I can start dieting. Or I'm going to do this next contest, and that's what I'm going to work towards. But you know what? Life happens. Things get in the way. There was school. There was work. There was stress. There was drama. There were boys. There were friends. There were life situations. And it's not always going to be perfect. But when you embrace it and you learn to work through it and you realize that just because it doesn't look like somebody else's life doesn't mean it's any less or any wrong or anything else, that's when it becomes easy. That's when you start to see change, and that's when it becomes enjoyable. So I want to ask you, what is the story that you keep telling yourself but that you're ready to change? I want you to write it down first. If things start coming to mind, let it go. Let it flow. And just write it out, because I think there is so much power and so much therapeutic things that come from just writing. Because it allows your mind to actually get out of itself and be seen on paper. You actually start to take those psychological things and bring it into the physical world by writing it down, by seeing it in front of you, by putting it on something that you can flip and move and rip out and crumple and fold into a paper airplane or whatever it is. But it starts to become physical, something you can see, feel, and touch. You can feel the indentations on the paper. You can look and see the writing. You can see the anger, the excitement, the frustration that happens when you start writing really fast or really slow or whatever it is. I think that there is so much that happens with writing. And that's why I wrote journals. That's why I created journals, because it starts to get out of your head. It gets off of your phone, out of an app, and it puts you just more simply in your life right now, in society. So that's why I did my food journal, or my food experiment journal. That's why I did my movement experiment journal. And that's why I did my 59 days to habit change. Because things change and things happen when you commit yourself to doing life, no matter what, and actually see what happens. And you're consistent with it. So, what is the story that you keep telling yourself that you're ready to change? I want to leave that to you, and I want to see what happens. So, feel free to message me on any of my social medias, Facebook and Instagram. I'll have linked here. I'm just at this point redoing my website, so feel free to send me a message on there in the contact section of, right now it's rocksolidgym.com. There is a link to it on my profile. If it does change, but whenever you're listening to this, that link will change, but it will all eventually go to jessiewallacher.com, which is going to house Confident Fit Coaching, Rock Solid Gym, which is going to be a membership site, and all of the other things that are going to be coming out of there very, very soon, which I'm very excited about. But I wanted to bring that little question to you today. So, again, one more time, because I know it's going to take a little bit of work. What is the story that you keep telling yourself, but that you're ready to change? So be sure to stay tuned in, because great things are coming. If you are by chance listening to this later on, I am creating a forgiveness course that will be available on my website for purchase. If you are getting this soon for the live version, it's going to be super impactful. And this is going to be one of the things that we definitely cover and talk about. And stay tuned, because that's going to be something I've been thinking about a lot lately, and I'm really excited to bring it to life, because I know it's something that will impact a lot of lives and is something that is worth talking about. So On that note, I hope you all are having a fantastic day. Stay tuned for more awesome podcasts because we are just getting started here and this is just going to grow into even more beautiful brain dump diaries that are being brought to your beautiful ears. So have a fantastic day and I will talk to you guys again very, very soon. Bye-bye.